USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The House passed a bill giving $25 billion in emergency funds to the United States Postal Service and reversing recent cost-cutting operational changes. Democrats are seeking to reinforce the agency ahead of the November election, when many voters are expected to cast mail-in ballots due to the coronavirus pandemic. The vote passed 257 to 150 in the Democratic-controlled House, earning some support from Republicans who expressed concerns about delayed mail. The bill is likely to meet significant opposition in the GOP-led Senate. The rare Saturday session in August comes amid national uproar over mail interference, but had absolutely nothing to do with coronavirus relief for unemployed people and small businesses. Remember, you can stay updated with anything going on in the news world at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.